We're holding here in, I think over Perika Oreg, right? Yeah. Tanya, Shum Loza Oime. Hameshaba Kalo Bechamosai. If somebody destroys his vessels, his stuff, and destroys it when he gets angry, Hamekareab Gora Bechamosai. He tears up clothing. Hamefazim also Bechamoso. Or he throws, you know, he takes money and spills it out, kind of. So it's like an over of a zar. Shekach nosri itzahara. Hayoyim om nasei kach. L'mochem nasei kach. Hachem loy lech v'avayda v'a zara. Amre babin maikra. It says, L'yia b'cho el zar. You should not have in you a foreign god. V'loy zishtach v'la el necha. Eizu el zar shesh b'gufa shadam. So the Torah, so the Pasuk seems to indicate that there's a strange god in you. Who's that? Havoyim is Yitzhar. V'i avid l'mirma emes ha'al shebeis ishari adkan. But if you're doing it to create a, what's the right word for it? An effect where you wanted to have it, preventive effect, to, you know, in other words, that people should be scared of doing X, Y, Z, then it's okay. Okay, so that's the Chazal.
It's a quick question. Why does Chazal use Loshen El Zar as opposed to Elohim Acherim or something like that? Why is
it? Well, it's a pasuk. It says Liyeh Becho El Zar L'Shtach V'La Nechar.
But the pasuk is Mikyach. It says Kale, which is whatever. Kol Hakoicho is B'Midas Arachamim. We could have chosen something else, right? The Kasha comes back on the pasuk itself.
Right. But it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It's Tehillim Pei Aleph, and it says Leah Becha El Zar L'Shistach Leil Necha. It's actually the parasha we said today in Shir Shalom. It's Lamentzar Gittes Lasav. So Leah Becha El Zar L'Shistach Leil Necha. That the Pashto Pshat means the pasuk that you shall not have in Klal Yisrael. Lecha means sort of a collective lecha. That's the Pashto Pshat over here. But be it as it may, Chazal dashed it to mean inside you. And, you know, the truth is, if you're not being medayik, it's so the El Zar and the Lehim Acherim are the same. The Aleph Lamed is the shorish of it. Okay. Biaru. Ki kasha adam hu pol ra k'mozeh mekareya begadu b'chamosoy nira shegoyve bo yeitza ra ashenika ra ulekach miskaven ra kim loikin lo miyifal dova shu ra la'atzmoy rak v'sho yeitza horish abo ulekach hu pol ra ki hadova shu ra be'atzmoy ein lisho lov lomo yisa dova ra ki lekach hu ra. So let's discuss this point, because this is the point that he's making. Let's give an example. I guess we'll use modern technology for a mashal also. A person has a cell phone. Of course, it's kosher and everything. That's obvious. But the cell phone has tons of functions, but there's a SIM card in it, and what it will function at, which number it'll dial into, which company, which network, everything it depends on the SIM card you put in. So the identity of this cell phone is really, really dependent on the SIM card you put in. So I have the cell phone, and I put in one card, and the cell phone's number is, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then it's on Cellcom, and put in the second SIM card, and it's 8, 9, 3, 4, 5, 6, on Orange, and the same whole clots of it. Really, its identity is what's inside it. So that means all of a person's functions and perceptions and senses feed into a central nekuda, which then feeds out into it again, and reacts. So it's almost as if we can isolate a certain nekuda in a person, and like it says, at some point everything boils down to this point. So let's take one item that's very easy: pleasure. So everything a person does feeds into pleasure. Pleasure, I mean physical pleasure. So the person looks for food, looks for women, he looks for drink, he looks for anything that gives him physical pleasures. And everything he does, and even if he has to work hard, it's only to earn money to be able to get those physical pleasures and so on and so forth. So the SIM card, so to speak, is Tanug Olam Hazeh, and everything feeds into that. You can have a SIM card of Toiv, and that means the perception of spiritual good, of Ruchnius Tov. And then everything a person does feeds into that nekuda: what he learns, what he works for, what he does, how he acts. It all serves to feed into that nekuda. That's his motivator, and everything else gives him feedback how well he's doing. That's a second. There's a third inyan, and that third inyan is ra. In other words, picture yourself when you're enraged. The thing that will give you pleasure is destruction. Destroying somebody else is certainly a good idea. Destroying yourself, if all fails, you will take one of your things and smash it. And because you're so angry, you're angry at everything, everybody, and therefore you want everything to be consumed. And you have that little SIM card of Ra, which you ask yourself, well, I don't say something. You're angry at your parents for not taking you to place X or Y, and what you did was you smashed your bike against the wall to show, just to get revenge. Well, now you don't have a bike anymore, so what's the point of it? There's a syndrome very similar in Thomas Nafshi in Plishtim, that it says that if many times a woman out of jealousy will be made sheker on someone else and on herself, harming both of them just to wreak vengeance on the other. And it's a halachically recognized principle that the fact that you're affected negatively by your own HaKadosh Eidus, where there's a motive of Thomas Nafshi in Plishtim, let's take off on Shimshin, who was the first suicide bomber on record. Shimshin was put up in the stadium over there, and the Plishtim were making fun of him, and he asked for an ounce of, for some strength so that he could destroy everything. And he collapsed the two pillars that he was standing, that he was tied to, and he collapsed everything with it, with the anticipation of Thomas Nafshi Plishtim. That was his, that was what he wanted, because Gamli, like the woman, Gamli Loch, Gam Lochler. That's the. So there's a place in a person's persona that is Ra. And the person is completely, completely. Ra becomes the very, very essence of what he's doing. And then the question is not why is he doing Ra. That's what he's about. And anything that's destructive and bad and mean, and the more destructive it is, the more it'll fit into it. Let's give two examples. Even, I mean, somebody who's a psycho, there's nothing that he does that will give him pleasure. It's simply the having all these things in a way that he enjoys the destructiveness. his most inner being is enjoying destructiveness. That's what's happening. That's a person's inner sense of when it's ra. So the ails are in the person is that ra. Or let's say you have a fanatical Islamist, and you get a sense when you hear him talk that somehow his sim card is all about war and blood and fighting and killing. That's become his pleasure. That's his makar, and that's the ail zar in a person. Just a side room. I once heard a fascinating story. Someone gave me a tape of Reb Aaron Soloveitchik. Reb Aaron Soloveitchik was Reb Shaber's brother. He was also very close with Talmud Chacham, very educated person. But he wasn't his brother's shadow in terms of greatness, but he was a person with a lot. And he once told over the following story, that when his father was a young boy, I'm sorry, when he was a young boy, he read Freud's books. And Freud writes that Shlomo Melech's wisdom in knowing which woman was, woman was the real mother, was not from the kindness of the mother who was willing to forfeit the child, but from the viciousness of the other mother. And he said Shlomo Melech understood the power of jealousy, that it could lead you to sanction murder. And that's what he saw. That's what Freud wrote. And he was very taken by it. He was afraid to tell his father the pshat where he saw it, but he really liked it. And he told his mother. His mother was a much more liberal woman, educated and so on. So his mother said, tell your father. Tell your father. So he hesitated, but he told his father. His father said, it's a mefurish gemara. You don't need Freud. He said, the Gemara says in the end of Makkos that three times Ruach HaKodesh appeared in Tanakh. One of them is the case over here of the case of Shlomo HaMelech. So Gemara says, well, he had a test. What did he need Ruach HaKodesh for? So Gemara says, maybe it was a ploy by the woman. She recognized she recognized that this would be a shrewd way to be able to get a child. So the Gemara says no, from the fact that the Gemara says, that's not a good raya, because you see from the other one, the fact that the other one didn't know this ploy, you see that it's not so easy to think of this ploy. So the Gemara says we have a Masoris. That's the end of the Gemara. So the Ritva says, being that this one didn't react that way, so the truth be said, it's not that clear in the Ritva what he means, but Ramay Soloveitchik held it to mean that you see that the woman who didn't have the child was so driven by hatred, she could never even plead mercy as a ploy. That, I think, is the way the Ritva sort of says it. I think there's room to there's room to think differently about it. But Akapanim, that's in the Nekuda itself. That was a very very fascinating Nekuda. That a person becomes Ra in itself is the Nekuda that becomes the scent of his person, and everything feeds into it. So you ask a person, you're throwing a fit now. What are you doing? You're not going to get your way. And a person hears that, I don't know, a person missed out on an opportunity of some sort. You do something destructive, you smash something, you break something. So you're doubling your loss. What is it all about? The answer is, the Ra has become the scent of his person, and everything is feeding into it. That means you've allowed a strange God, you've allowed the sim card of the Ra to become you. So he says, so that's the pshat over here, why the three things that are listed. הם שייכים לגופה של אדם, שצורך בגודם לחסס גופו פה לגוף הרע. מקרי הבגודם, clothing are very close to a person. It's something that, this is part of my personality, is what I'm wearing. ואחר כך ממשה בכלו בחמוסי שהם כלי תשמישוי, המשה שעשה סטרוכו. This is the extension of a person. וכבר ביארנו כי הנפש הוא הפועל מה ששייך לאדם, ופועל רע לנפש עכשיו כלי תשמישו. Since this is what I need to function with, why would I destroy my tools? ומפזם האויסב דו שהוא שייך לסייכל, כי לב אדם תולה בכיסוי. A person measures himself by the money that he has, measures himself, these are possessions. So every aspect of the person is affected by his kas. So the person is all he's doing is creating destructiveness. כי כמו יש עבוד הזור מסלק הסעודם השם יספורך, כאשר נמשך עבוד הזור, כך יצהור מסלק הסעודם השם יספורך, כאשר נמשך יצהור. וכאילו יש לו לחי אחר לגמרי אשר בו ניבל השם יספורך. In other words, as long as a person is, has the right SIM card, so to speak, then he's connecting to the self that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a kesher nechivat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the very essence of my personality. And that kesher nechivat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what, this is where I'm channeling everything. So if I have the toiv over here, that's me. So everything that I am connects through that. Masha'in came. If the person puts in some other, he aborts that sim card of toiv, and instead he puts in something that's ra, then in effect the person is turning away from Hashem, because we connect HaKadosh Baruch through our self. When our real self is our core, that self is the chelek al-kai mimal, and that self gets connected with it. Doesn't connect to it. He explains this point that the ra at its very core is it's a focal point where I can focus my activities towards attaining the goal. And the goal is all ra. That's one point he's making. And then he says, So he says the second point over here is that in a more subtle way, this is also a yitzur of Avodah Zarah. He says every Avodah Zarah postulates that there are things other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of what you're postulating. In that's true about outside deities. So if I take a tree and I say this is divine, then that's shnius. In other words, there are other things that exist other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I think about myself and I introspect and I say, you know, there are things other than the tov in me. Right now, I'm in the mood to in the mood for the ra in me. I'm willing to live and fulfill every craving for Ra that I have in me, then I'm basically substituting a god for myself. I'm in me. I say yes. In the normal circumstances, I enjoy doing Toiv, and I think Toiv is wonderful in this. But now I am so upset that I want to feed another part of myself. I want to feed the Ra part, the animal Ra part. And it's, so, in an emotional sense, this like about a Zohar. It's saying there is an alternative. And yes, I'm fed up with being good. I'm going to be Ra because that's what I want to do. So he says, Avodah Zarah is called Hashchasa, and this is also called Hashchasa. Hashchasa means that when I destroy the root of something, what a person does by Avodah Zarah is, when he removes something from its divine Shoresh, he's being mashkasit. He's destroying it utterly. So anytime a person will do something where he's substituting at the root level, that's the key word here. At the root level, the person substitutes something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where he's guilty of shnias and avodah zarah and so on. Okay, so that's one piece over here. Then he says Vayita. Perik HaRoya, Tanya, Rebbeisa Gula Oymer, Tzadiki Meitza Toiv Shoiftan, Shema Libi Chol Bekirbi, Veshoi Meitza Rosh Shoiftan, Shema Ne'um Pesha Rosh Bekav Libi, Beinim Zeh Vezeh Shoiftan, Shenema Ki Yamed Li Min Evyon, Leishia Meshoifte Nafshe. Bia Zeh, Ki Ha'yeitza Toiv, Hu Koyach Nivdol Ba'odam, Vayetzahara koyach nivdol ra ba'adam, or lekachim shoyftu m'moishne ba'adam. Let's define what he's saying over here. He's saying that things that are koach nivdol in the adam are what shoylet in the adam. Let's talk about this.
Shoifta
means rules over them, has power over them.
In this world now.
In other words, it is something which you're in their power. You're vassal to them. That's what it means. Yes, correct. Okay. The anything within a system is mutually dependent. So, if any time I have two pieces that interact on a common ground, so there's always some sort of dependency one on the other, each on each other. And therefore, I cannot say there's absolute power one of the other. I'll say something simple. A store has customers and owners. In on the economic market, each one's independent. If the customers don't want to pay enough, the owners are just not going to supply it. If the owners overcharge, the customers are not going to buy. Each one has some level of beholdenness to the other. But in that marshal, let's take the government. So the government, and forget about the fact the government has an interest that people should make money, pay taxes, etc. But in so much as the government really, let's go back. The store and the customers are, there's a seesaw. Come in. There's a seesaw between the customer, and each one, he can't make the price go too high, he can't make it too low, because each one is dependent on the other one. And therefore, there's going to be a dependency and a check. Each one has a check over the other. Sometimes it's more of a buyer's market, sometimes it's a seller market. But at the end of the day, each one's dependent on the other. In steps the government. The government is not dependent on the others, and therefore it's going it can make laws, really disregarding, in as much as it's a government, in much as it's a moshel, it's not of that, and therefore it rules over them. It's something that's from the outside, and can therefore impose its will on it. So in order for something to be able to impose its will on it, it has to be outside of that system, hence not dependent, and therefore it can do as it sees fit. Whenever I have something that's moishel on someone else, it means it is bringing its fundamentals into your world. So if my country is conquered by so-and-so, so their laws, etc., have been descended on me. They've now come down on me, and I have to live up to it. So he says, the Yetzer Tov is a Kohav Levadam, and Yetzer Hara is a Kohav Levadam. Each one of these stands apart from the person and doesn't need the person, but rather it rules over the person. So Toiv presents the image of Toiv, and it's expecting me to live up to it. I can't really bargain with the Toiv department. I can't say, well, you know what, I know that the Tariq mitzvahs, but how about, you know, do one mitzvah and get two for free or something. Let's strike up some sort of deal. It's not that shaykh to it. It's above me, it's beyond me, and I shall tzu to it. So the Toiv can rule over me. Ra is the same way. It's an absolute koach, which expresses itself as being an ideal. It's not there to serve my purpose. For instance, if I give somebody advice on how to do something he wants to do, so the advice is part of the world I'm in, how to increase my profit, how to increase my pleasure, how to whatever it is. But meidach gisa, since it's of the world, it's dependent on things. And I'll show you, so for instance, I come along, I'll show you that what you told me, the advice you told me, is not getting such good results. I'll change those results. I'll change the advice. If I tell you, I come to Shacharach and I say, this is Tov, there's nothing, even if it's not successful, it's still Tov. It doesn't at all affect it. So the question is, who's Shofet Moshe Adam? He says, the Yetzer Tov is Koach Nivdol Tov Ba'adam. The Yetzer Koach Nivdol Ra Ba'adam. It's a Tov. So when I ask the question, why are you doing X? A lot of times the answer is a few steps. But bottom line, it all has to come down to a certain point where at that point you say, because. That's the SIM card. Because. I can tell you how the phone works and everything, but why is this phone 301649 and the other phone is 250456? Because this is this. Doesn't go more than that. The Ra in this world and the Tov in this world provide the because of it. And Bemela, he says, it itself has no further Siba to it, and therefore it's the beginning of everything. As opposed to the mashal, a person who wants to do things that are good in this world because they're just pleasurable, whatever it is, that's the because. And therefore I explain everything in line of that. Real Toiv has no answer in this world. It's if I ask you, well, why do you do X, Y, Z? Because it's a good thing to do, the right thing to do. That's who I am. My tainug in life is the right thing, the wise thing, the smart thing, and so on. I need to reduce everything down to that nekuda. So he says, and so Toiv is like that, and Ra is like that. Ra is, of course, that's what I want. There's another fascinating. It's a it's a vertel. It's a sharp vertel, but it carries in itself this truth. It says, this is like an old Chabad type fart. They asked, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? So there's a Chazal, or they say it over like that. It says that he was eviloy or his avaloy Moshe b'tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired kaviyachol, or craved kaviyachol, a place in this world, in these worlds, in the lower worlds. And they conclude that on a fataiva fekmen kakashis. You can't ask a question on a taiva. In other words, if I see somebody do something peculiar, and I see somebody standing on one foot, balancing himself, I don't know, on an umbrella. You see, standing on top of an umbrella, balancing himself. So I ask the person, why in the world are you doing that? So the person will answer me, well, I'm practicing shtick. So why are you practicing shtick? Because I want to use the Samechas and Mekala. Why do you want to use the Samechas and Mekala? Because the big mitzvah. Why do you want to do a mitzvah? At some point the answer is going to be, because, that's what I want to do. I ask somebody, why are you eating this? Because I like it. And why do you like it? I don't know, this doesn't need an answer. This is my bottom line. This is my Nekudas HaTainu, and this is part of it, and this is what I like, and this is what I get, this is what I take. So the bottom line is that Simkar that we're talking about. It's Nekudas HaTainu of the person, Nekudas HaTaiv of the person, and everything stels tzu to that Nekuda. Everything is understood as being Messiah Seth Nekuda, and everything that I do goes for that. And that's why it's Shefet the person. Everything that I do is dictated by that end result of that Taino Pnimi. So depending on, it's true of Yetzer Toiv ultimately, at the end of the day, why is it that your Taino is Toiv? Because my Taino is Toiv? There's no answer anymore for that. At that point, this is the piece of where there's no where the starting point is, and there's no answer. And if I'm misanik from Ra, and if I'm mishtoikik to Ra, Ra becomes the that rock bottom that everything has to answer to Ra, and that's what it means that the Ra's moishel the person. So when we say, for instance, Yetzatov both are poil, that's an extraordinary statement. It means not that a Beinoni sometimes does averus, sometimes does mitzvahs. That's not needed in the context of this. It means who's running the ship, who makes it, you know, that who's making sure that this person is who's directing is the right word. The person's meisim. The answer is two. There's Yetzirah, Yetzirah, and each one is taking turns being shayfed him. Each one is taking turns dictating how the person acts, which is a very confusing picture. But it would be confusing.
What causes either one to be shoylet at some time? We can't ask such a question.
Well, if a person doesn't do anything, in other words, if we're asking a person who's not making any decisions and no conscious decisions, then it's because the two options exist. It's like a spinning wheel with two options, and some of those lenses are there. We have in ourselves a chelik al kai mimal, a divine soul. We have in ourselves a very, very animal soul. We have ourselves a Yetzer Hara, who's busy trying to introduce the Elzar into us. So if things are just left on devices, that's the way things are. If you are dealing with a person consciously, a person can consciously psych himself up or another. Let's give an example. A person has had to do X. A person has to do a mitzvah. Yeah, he has to help somebody. And he's done it once, twice, three times, four times, and he's sick and tired of it. Bachem gets sick and tired about the davening. So the person can work on the davening specifically. The person can also go back to his personality and try to reinforce the sense that the emes of the world is that only toiv exists, and toiv means this, this, and this. With a certain mindfulness of focus, a person could possibly work on that. It's one of these things that at some point becomes very difficult and impossible to answer. But certainly at the level they have it means the person can consciously shape the world, the dream of the world that he has. It's something which we would hope we could a person could focus it and want that. But it's, so Lamash, let's say a person is in a bad mood and wants to blow up. So it has a lot to do with having a feeling, a certain image of I want this type of life and people bothering me are a bother. But if I switch the basic and I say I'm here to do X, Y, Z, and even if 100 people bother me from Pshat and Rashi, this is me, and this is what is my core, that's different. So there is some level of ability to affect it by introspecting into an emes, but more than that, I don't know. Okay, any other questions? So, next week, same time, it's Hashem. Yeah?
Thanks, Rabbi Lipiansky.
What?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Rabbi. Thank
good
you.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Bye.
Shabbos.